From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazilian senators voted 61-20 to remove President Dilma Rousseff from office. The senators found the suspended president guilty of breaking budget laws. She denies any wrongdoing in the matter.
Prometo manter.
Acting President Michel Temer then was sworn in to replace Rousseff. He promised to revive the economy by curtailing government spending with austerity measures and pension reforms. Gabon's Electoral Commission has announced that President Ali Bongo has won re-election. Demonstrations and street fights quickly broke out in the capital, Libreville. Protesters are reported to have set the National Assembly building on fire. The Guardian newspaper reports three people apparently killed by security forces. The government has not confirmed any deaths. The United States has rebuked Israel for its plans to speed up the building of Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank. A White House spokesman said Wednesday the settlement activity poses a threat to the viability of the two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian dispute. News reports say an Israeli military committee plans for 463 homes in various settlements in the West Bank. Spain's parliament Wednesday rejected acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy's bid for a second term. Mr. Rajoy fell short 6 votes, having been rejected by the socialists who voted unanimously against him. He now faces a second vote Friday. A loss there could be another 2-month period in which he could try to form a new government. He would then, if he loses that effort, possibly hold another election. That would be the 3rd election for Spain within a year. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto have held talks in Mexico City. At a news conference following their meeting, Mr. Peña Nieto said the relationship between the two nations should be based on mutual respect. And Trump spoke of the importance of U.S.-Mexican relations.
The bond between our two countries is deep and sincere, and both our nations benefit from a close and honest relationship between our two governments. A strong, prosperous, and vibrant Mexico is in the best interests of the United States and will keep and help keep for a long, long period of time America together.
Trump called for ending illegal immigration from Mexico and elsewhere into the U.S. The meeting in Mexico came just hours before he delivered a speech. At this point, he is delivering that speech on his immigration proposals. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, on Wednesday appealed to Republicans to support her, arguing that she would be best at upholding American values and protecting national security interests. At the American Legion's annual convention in Cincinnati, Clinton called the United States an exceptional nation. She criticized Trump's trip to Mexico as not enough to make up for what she called a year of insults. The first commercial air flight between the United States and Cuba in more than half a century landed in the Cuban city of Santa Clara. Wednesday morning, the flight reestablished regular air service severed at the height of the Cold War. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry urged India Wednesday to take greater responsibility on the global stage in partnership with the U.S. Kerry spoke at the Indian Institute of Technology, touching at one point on the ongoing dispute with China over territory in the South China Sea.
We want to support a code of conduct for the management of the South China Sea. We support diplomacy in an effort to try to resolve this with an understanding that there really is no, quote, military solution. But on the other hand, we will stand up for our rights.
Kerry said further cooperation between the world's two largest democracies is essential for confronting global challenges. Turkey says it will not stop its military offensive in northern Syria until all threats are removed. Earlier Wednesday, Iran called for a quick end to Turkey's military offensive, saying the continued presence of Turkish forces will only escalate the conflict. Turkey launched the offensive last week, targeting Islamic State militants as well as Kurdish fighters. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade on Wednesday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.